One name would. One name one.
Blitz is on. Rodgers winds up. He's got time to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
Two friends.
Twice.
Too much sport.
Throwing, and it is a fingertip.
Put your hands together for Rude and Wild.
Hello and welcome to a later version of the Woot and Why for this week, and I'm here with Josh Woot.
I'm back.
He's back after his mini hiatus. We nearly had 2 weeks in a row without a show.
We're busy people.
We're busy people. We're in demand. Yeah. People were calling us all week with the big news of Jarryd Hayne.
Yep.
But
was that overtaken by news today?
It was. You know what? You've got me excited to discuss that. So let's go to the NFL news. All right.
First on the agenda.
Percy Harvin has been traded to the New York Jets by the Seattle Seahawks.
What? Ouch. I don't, like... It's tough for me to...
A series of allegations coming out afterwards that he hit Golden Tate in the face at the Super Bowl week last year.
Yeah.
He had run-ins with Russell Wilson over it. It sounded like the locker room was divided over the issue. It's very, like, multi-placeted.
Yep.
That'd be a good word.
And then people are now saying, you know, is this really the solution to the Jets' problems? I do think it's going to help. I think it's a smart move on their part, especially if
again. I think the Seahawks sent out feelers for Harvin to begin with, because I think that was the locker room problems was a reason to get rid of him. And if you look at their on the field stats, they actually perform better when Harvin's not there. Well, Russell Wilson does anyway.
Well, look how well they went last year
without him. Exactly. And I think Rex Ryan's in desperation mode here. Eric Decker's had a hamstring problem all year. Geno Smith's had to throw to Nelson and Curley. You got to give someone a weapon. Even if they don't use him, he still takes away a defense's attention.
Exactly. He can stretch the field.
Yeah, I don't think the Jets are, like, I know they're desperate at the moment. They're 1-6 or 1-5, and it's they are in desperation mode. But I don't think it's that desperate of a trade by them. I don't think they went chasing for him.
No, do you remember at the start of the season, I was like, Jets could very well come last. They could get the number one pick. And then when after preseason rolled around, I was like, I'm doing a backflip on this.
Yeah, you did.
I think they're going to go actually okay. Now I wish I stuck to my guns because they're struggling big time.
Geno has been really, like, for 3 week stretch, he's been terrible. But in the losses against Denver and New England, he actually played okay.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to judge Geno.
It is, and I feel for him, because he seems like an alright dude, except for when he went to the movies instead of going to practice, or he got timing wrong. That, you know...
Timing wrong.
Or something like that. Yeah, you're a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still feel for him a little bit, but hopefully he can make some good use out of Percy Harvin.
Yeah, I mean, his best ever use was when he was just used as a normal wide receiver at Minnesota.
Yeah, absolutely. I look at Percy Harvin now as more of a name than a talent.
Yep.
I think you purchased a name. He had his best game
in
4 years when it counted most.
Yeah.
And he's done nothing since.
Nope.
No.
I mean, he's still a quality punt returner and things like that. But then he's so injury prone, do you want to put him back there?
It is. It's a little bit iffy. All right, we'll move on. Because we are recording on a Saturday instead of a Thursday, the Thursday night football game has been completed. The New England Patriots 27-25 victory over the New York Jets at Foxborough.
Mm-hmm.
Blocked field goal, 58-yarder.
Yep.
Which Nick Folk probably would have got if it didn't get blocked. He's pretty money.
Oh, let's just leave that out. 58 yards is a pretty big kick.
Yeah, I don't know. But still, Jets...
I don't think he kicked it that convincingly.
No, but the block on the right-hand side was what... He just cleaned...
Even see him. Like, I thought someone was bursting through the middle and he came around the side. That was amazing.
Just clean missed him. But look, the Jets were within a whisker of beating New England at home. And this is when New England have have improved. Not the New England 3 weeks ago we saw at Kansas City.
Yeah.
Going forward, what do you think about the Patriots?
The loss of Ridley was interesting. I don't know if that had any effect on the run game, but Vereen played well.
Well, yeah.
Amendola, there was an Amendola sighting.
That was a hell of a catch.
He can still do it.
Yeah.
Amendola, he still got it sometimes. Look,
Brady's played better a lot. I'm still not convinced. It's sort of like Peyton Manning's a lot like that as well. Like, when he makes touchdown throws, they're not 100% convincing throws, but he's still getting it done. So I'd like to see him challenged and pushed.
I still think the Pats are slowly gaining ground. Yeah, absolutely. Gronk's getting more snaps. It's just starting to look a little bit better and better and better. But also, it was a short week, so I mean...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
One last takeaway from that game. Did you see Tom Brady's flop?
Yeah,
okay. I just wanted to put it out
was
there.
Was it a flop?
It was a flop.
It was a flop? The it guy ran flop. Over. I think he was ducking.
I don't know. It was a flop. Yeah. Oh, we'll move on. Today we mourn the loss of Steve Smith on Twitter. He quit Twitter.
I'll be honest, I didn't have him.
I did. He's a legend on Twitter. He talks so much smack. He was a boss. It's not really a big story, but, you know, I wanted to put it in there, and I'm a little bit heartbroken. Twitter lost a good member of their family today.
Wow.
Yes. All right. Now, week 6, I know it was a long time ago, and it's hard to cast your mind back, but plenty of injuries. Victor Cruz, Alex Mack, Stephen Ridley, No'Shawn Moreno, and Gerard Mayo are all on IR. Definitely. Huge losses, especially Mack. That's a massive loss. And Mayo, look at the run defense from the Patriots, Chris Ivory.
Yep.
Carved up. Vontaze Burfict was fined for twisting Cam Newton's ankle. Thoughts on that one?
I don't know if it was intention to hurt or if it was just it was tough. Like, I looked at it a couple of times and it was, to me, you know, you could look at it and be like, ooh, that looked nasty. And other times it just kind of looked like he was in motion. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's just his name. He's known as a violent character. So I think teams and the NFL looked at it a couple of times. That's Vontaze Burfict. We have to look at that.
Yeah. Kind of like the whole Ndamukong Suh thing. Mm. Anytime anyone mentioned his name about doing something, he'd probably just get a fine.
Yeah. So, that's the end of that. Some week 6 takeaways before we talk about Jarryd Hayne for a little bit.
Who's Jarryd Hayne?
I'll tell you about him later. Like, maybe give you a brief biography. Dallas over Seattle. Are you surprised?
Not really. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
not... I've gotten over the whole surprise factor that the Cowboys' defense isn't as bad as everyone thought it was going to be. But then I still didn't think they could grind out a win against Seattle. I thought it was going to be closer than, you know, at the start of the season, we all thought.
Yep.
But they definitely put up a good show.
I think, like, Dallas's defense still, like, isn't that good.
Okay, let's not say that it's great.
No. I'm just saying that the thing is, their offensive line is so dominant that they're grinding out teams, that their defense is not on the field very often, which obviously is reducing their yardage and teams throwing on them.
Losing
Doug Free. And Tyron Smith's under a question mark at the moment.
This could be...
could be brutal. Absolutely brutal. It could
definitely expose their flaws.
But it just proves you have a dominant line. Dominant line can win, like, dominate the trenches and you're in matches.
Yep.
The Detroit's defense just completely shut down Minnesota. Do you think they'll finish the season where they are, the number one ranked defense in the NFL?
No.
What about top 3?
Top 5.
Do you think their defense is good enough that they can secure a divisional title?
No.
Speaking of that division, did you see Aaron Rodgers' clutch drive?
Amazing. People saying that was reckless, blah, blah, blah.
Which one, the throw to Jordy?
The fake spike. The fake spike, yeah. People saying that was reckless.
Yeah.
He won the game.
It was amazing. That was the fake, and he did it in Dan Marino's house.
Yep.
And he was the creator of it all.
Everyone, except Davante Adams,
because Corliss caught the next pass.
Yep.
Knew. I did not know.
Yeah. And it was just incredible.
It was.
Everyone was asleep. Jordy Nelson on the other side just stood still.
Yeah. They all didn't know. That was like football poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Although he did get lucky the couple of plays earlier with a fumble.
Yeah.
And Belaga jumped on that one. So, look, sometimes you get lucky and sometimes you pull off amazing fake snaps and you win the game. JJ Watt v. Andrew Luck lived up to its hype. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps making plays.
Are we talking about Luck or JJ Watt?
Both. Watt. If Ryan Fitzpatrick was somewhat of a decent quarterback, JJ Watt would have be going for it. Or if the Texans quarterback last year, that he would be going for three straight defensive players of the year.
I really want him on offense.
JJ Watt.
I really want him on offense. I think he could be.
He was a tight end.
Absolute machine.
But I've never seen someone so dominant in my watching NFL.
He's a massive unit.
Just incredible.
Has he been drug tested?
No wild allegations.
I'm not. I'm just saying, has he been?
I think I'd be more shocked if JJ Watt fails a drug test than the Adrian Peterson thing.
Wow.
Just because JJ Watt just is so awesome. Do you follow him on Instagram and Twitter and all that sort of stuff?
I follow him on Twitter.
He's just an incredible dude. Just incredibly nice. He's multi-million dollars.
Except his commercial, which is horrible.
Which one's that?
Where he turns up to a school dance or something. He's got boots and stuff.
Yeah, he's in his uniform. Yeah. All right, you'll be happy about this. Philadelphia shut out the Giants.
Last week, you were having a discussion that if you didn't know whether they were the real deal or not.
That was the game. I was waiting for something.
I think...
They listened.
I think they've...
You're welcome.
Slowly adjusted and got their offensive line sorted out a bit. They're, you know, getting into a rhythm of where they're playing. And now Kelsey is looking to be, you know, on the horizon. That's a...
The bye certainly helps.
Huge plus. Speaking of the bye, though, Sproles is out for...
2 weeks?
2 weeks? Two, 3 weeks?
Yeah. But McCoy's back.
Yeah. But missing the bye...
Helps.
Helps Sproles immensely.
Yep. All right, a couple more other Browns contenders in their division.
Browns?
Yeah. Mind you, their schedule the next couple of weeks, they could be 6-2. They play Jacksonville, Oakland, and Tampa Bay.
Hoyer is better than everyone gives him credit for, but...
I don't think he is better than everyone gives him credit for.
I don't think
everyone... No one gives him any credit.
No, they're giving him credit. Definitely giving him credit now.
Alright. Give him more credit.
People aren't talking about Manziel anymore.
Good.
However, I still think the Browns are right in not giving him a contract.
You think you need to see more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I also think that...
You give him a contract, he doesn't play as good.
Exactly. Okay. Then you end up... Yeah. And you've still got Manziel sitting there who hasn't had a chance yet. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, I think Ben Tate... I was about to say Brent Tate.
Yeah.
Ben Tate. If they keep leaning on that run game, they'll be in games. Because they have a decent offensive line.
Yep.
And Ben Tate, I always, you know, everyone always saw him as the shadow to Arian Foster. But when he gets the chance, he shines.
He's good. So absolutely. Well, they've been dominant on the ground. That's what's been winning them games. But, look, credit to Brian Hoyer and Kyle Shanahan. That offense is ticking on cylinders with a bunch of no-names.
The amount of people that turned down Kyle Shanahan in the off-season for him to end up at the Browns.
I think it's because of his dad.
I don't think you were ever a big fan of the Shanahan.
I wasn't a fan of Kyle Shanahan because I didn't think he earned his job at Washington. I think he only got it because of his dad, and I still don't like his dad. But Kyle has won me over. Like, what he's done with the Browns is prove that he deserved that job on merit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, can I just say one more thing while we're on coaches? If Giants get beat convincingly by Dallas, is...
Coughlin.
Should Coughlin be on the hot seat?
No.
He shouldn't be on the hot seat?
He's won 2 Super Bowl rings, man. I know you don't like him at all.
Living in the past.
I know.
I love seeing his face against Philly, though.
Coughlin face.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favourite faces. Rob Ryan face always is always red. Good. It's Rob Ryan red. Face is good. All right, Kirk Cousins. His trial's just about done in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Would you close a curtain on his career
at
Washington?
I wouldn't say close it, but I mean... It's just there's just nothing in Washington.
There is.
I mean,
they have a lot of weapons. They have Alfred Morris, but you looked all right against Seattle, but like the game was on the line against Arizona, and just doesn't seem to. I don't know.
I bet you Washington are really wishing they cashed in on Cousins now, for anything.
But look, RG3's back in 2 weeks, so look.
Yep.
Positive for them. But speaking of backup quarterbacks, do you think Austin Davis will have a job? I think he played okay.
I still think Rams draft someone.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not going to not draft someone.
Sean Hill and Austin Davis, that is not a franchise.
No.
Tandem.
All right, that's our week 6 takeaways.
By the way, I still think Bradford's...
poo.
No, I still think he's gold.
Gold?
Yeah.
I think he's gone. See you later,
no, bro. I think he's leaving.
Yeah.
I just think if he could stay healthy, Rams would be decent.
Look, he's probably poo gold.
Especially, he's golden poo. Yeah. But especially with the emergence of Brian Quick and others.
All right, we'll move on to our weird web story.
You gotta get out of here. This is crazy. You're so weird.
No. You're really weird.
You're so weird.
All right, Joseph Randall, the backup running back to DeMarco Murray, who, yes. By the way, if DeMarco Murray gets injured, Joseph Randall.
Gold.
Yeah, absolutely. He got arrested for shoplifting underwear and aftershaves last weekend.
Is this... I read this and thought, is this a fake story? But then, you know, it got me thinking, do these people want to be seen buying underwear and things like that? It's just a...
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just,
Wait, so you're saying NFL players buy their own underwear? I thought it was just common that everyone's mothers buy their underwear.
I mean, my mum still buys my underwear.
Absolutely.
I get 7 new pairs for Christmas, and then they have to last me the year.
Oh, God.
And then I turn them inside out.
Yeah.
Don't get washed. No, I think maybe it's just, I don't want to be snapped. I don't want to be on Twitter. With all this social media nowadays, do you want to be seen...
Yeah, but do you want to be seen shoplifting underwear?
No, exactly. Obviously, it's came
I out. I want to ask you the question. We've had a few crazy thefts with Jameis Winston with the crab legs. And now I've got underwear and cologne. What do you think will be the next sports star caught shoplifting? What item would you reckon? What do you reckon?
I don't think it's going to be someone, not as small named as... Nothing against Randall.
Yeah.
But I still... someone like Gronkowski, right?
Yeah.
You can just imagine him...
Shoplifting strobe lights.
Not wanting to be seen... Stealing something like, a party tent or something something ridiculous.
I wouldn't put it past Gronk. That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and it's time for our real MVP of the week.
I want to see the guy that's there on paper. Do you have...
Jared Hayne?
Yeah.
I have someone different.
Should we leave that?
Yeah. Well, I'll name my... real MVP of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Seattle Seahawks for trading Percy Harvin. Need kahunas to do that. Good trade.
Yeah.
I'm all on board for Jermaine Kearse and Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yep. Look.
I still want to see Christian Michael.
More.
Yeah.
Well, I think now with Harvin gone... They're going to go back to Lynch getting 20 carries a game and probably Christian Michael getting 5 to 10 carries a game.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
It would be nice.
Michael's fast as anything.
He is lightning quick. All right. Now, before we preview week 7 and answer our mailbag questions, we should probably talk about probably the biggest NFL story Australia's had in a very long time, since probably Ben Graham played in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Biggest Australian sports story since Ben Graham
played in the Super Bowl.
All right.
I said NFL.
Did you say NFL?
I did. Sorry, check the tape. Biggest Australian NFL story since Ben Graham played in the Super Bowl. Two-time Dally M Award winner and Parramatta Eels and New South Wales.
Including this year.
This year. Jarrod Hayne announced that he is going to the NFL.
Let me just say this, right? I found this out purely by coincidence. I went to press Facebook, I accidentally pressed Twitter. I was on Twitter, scrolled down my timeline, and they said something about Jarrod Hayne. I was just like, oh, is he hurt?
Yeah.
You know, clicked on something, and I was just overcome by so many emotions, I didn't know how to act.
Let's set the record here. Me and Woot, both Parramatta Eels fans.
Mm-hmm.
We are massive fans of Jarrod Hayne. He lives in our local area.
Yep.
We've met him. Tried to get him on the show. Obviously, did not work. He's very busy this week. He's got prior commitments on the Dan Patrick Show and ESPN and Fox Sports. So.
Yep.
I'm sure Wooten Y was on his list next, but look, he did say he had to go and train, which, you know, we're supportive of that.
Fair enough.
But, so yes, the emotions would have been running high for you reading those tweets.
Yes. And, you know, ever since the retirement of Nathan Hindmarsh, I'd say that Jarrod Hayne was definitely top of the list and, like, both of
them. Yeah, absolutely. Player. I don't think I'll watch rugby league anymore now that Hayne's gone.
I
just can't see myself watching it.
I watched next to nothing of rugby league this year, so couldn't even tell you who won the grand final. Well done, Panthers.
Absolutely. All right, so good on Hayne for chasing his dreams. If you watched him play rugby league last year, he got very frustrated at refereeing at lots of points. I think he got frustrated with the game as a whole. Just doesn't look switched on to
That's where we sit.
Pardon?
That's how we see the game.
And if you watch him, he gets so fired up and so annoyed at just stupid inconsistencies and the crap that goes on with the NRL, and I don't want this to turn into an NRL bashing.
Mm-hmm.
But look, he is determined. I heard his interview with the Dan Patrick Show. He is ready. He sounds so much committed than I've ever heard him, which as an Eels fan, I'm a little bit annoyed about. But as an Australian NFL fan, I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
However, whatever team he ends up with, if he ends up on a team, is going to be Australia's team.
Oh, absolutely. And someone asked me, sort of thinking that I would say no, if he ended up at my least favourite team, the Patriots, would I buy a Hayne jersey? And absolutely I would.
Yep.
Does not concern me. I love Hayne that much. I'd love to see an Australian playing in the NFL. And I think Hayne might, I'm not sure.
It's so hard. I toss up so many times when I think he's got a legitimate chance, and then I think, but it's so hard.
And he's so behind the eight ball because college players and high school, just players in the NFL have been doing it for 8 or 9 years since high school. They know the intricacies of the game.
Yeah.
They know how to run, they know how to tackle, they know how to do everything else. In saying that, Hayne, it's been reported that he's been practicing for 2 months. We've known that he's been playing at UTS for a while.
Yeah.
Or training with UTS for a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
And so I think he's picked up a lot of things.
Plus, he's been on many trips over to America. He loves the sport. And I mean, not like we can talk and say, you know, if we were athletes, we could just go in and play the game, because we don't know the actual plays and things like that. Each team has their own playbook, schemes, etc. People that listen to this show know that.
Yep.
But just knowing the rules and stuff is, you know, people are just thinking that he's just going over there saying, I'm an athlete, I can do this.
Yeah.
He's aware of the rules and, you know, what he needs to do.
Yep.
People are just...
Yeah.
Look, frustrating.
Of all the athletes in Australia that would play, you know, not punting, he's the guy that comes to mind straight away.
Oh, yeah.
That could make it. A couple of other players that might, maybe Greg Inglis.
Yeah.
I think George Burgess would be a pretty good defensive end.
I think Jared Hayne and Greg Inglis are very similar.
Very similar. Hayne's a little bit thinner and has a better chance of sort of shredding some of that excess weight and slimming down. And I think, look, if he's given the chance over the next, you know, 6 or 8 months to practice and try it at places, I can see him ending up on a practice squad.
Yeah.
And from there, look, next year, if you're on a practice squad, normally you are, you know, during mini camp and training camps. Imagine the Australian media over at a mini camp. Like, they're already popular enough. He will probably see the field for a preseason game, and that's where you got to step up and take your chance. That's where we've seen players like, you know, late round draft picks like Alfred Morris, players like that come out and perform and end up starting gigs.
Russell Wilson got same his thing. Name in the preseason.
Exactly. Totally different circumstances, but we're just trying to, you know, show a glimmer of hope because we don't want to be totally pessimistic, but we don't want to be overly optimistic either. And many people are saying, oh, you know, they're coming out as experts in Australia here. And I think you need to be careful where you hear, you know, or read your sources on Hayne and the NFL.
Completely. I don't think you should be reading any Australian media on it.
No, there's not much I would read.
I would read us.
Jason Bennett from ESPN.
Yeah.
Maybe US Sport Down Under.
Yeah.
I can't think of much more.
I would not be these, you know, Telegraph, Herald,
any Fox Sports.
No, just don't.
No, there's a couple of good writers at Fox Sports, but you got to keep an eye out.
You got to know which ones.
Absolutely.
Dan Patrick show.
Yep.
Did you hear how he kept on pronouncing Jared Hayne? Jared Hayne.
He called it rugby.
Rugby.
Instead of rugby league.
I really was hoping...
Paramota?
Paramota ears. I was really hoping to a degree that Jared Hayne corrected him and said it's rugby league. But then I thought, you know, you don't want to blow your chance. So I completely understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So where does he play? You think he is a kick returner first and foremost? That's where he's gunning for.
I think that's his best chance.
At least, okay, I can see him in like a couple of positions in my head, right? Yep. I think he's got the athletic ability and, you know, speed and strength, etc., to play different positions. But to get on a practice squad, to get a kick returner job, hopefully, then, you know, if there's an injury or something and he, you know, he could come in and just play a couple of downs at running back, burst out some big runs, that's how it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I have in my mind. I've heard reports about safety. I think that's too tough to pick up at his age.
Exactly. But if he had time, I would pick free safety or strong safety his ideal position.
Oh, he looks like he would be, like he's built for it. At 26 now, it's very hard to pick up safety. Oh,
completely, yeah.
Yeah. If he had his time over, I'm sure he would have left a long time ago.
Saying, as he plays fullback.
Mm.
Fullback and free safety, I just think
that
would be a not too bad transition if he had the time.
Yeah. I've heard reports at cornerback and wide receiver in some of the media reports. That's why I said be careful. No cornerback, no wide receiver. Colin Scott actually thinks he should be a linebacker, which
he's got.
I can see him tackling like a Dionne Buchanan or a TJ Ward.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can see. But linebacker is so in the middle. You're so exposed. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough at his age. But look, we don't know how intelligent he is. That's the thing. We don't know how smart he'll pick this up. He could pick it up at an incredibly high rate that we don't
know. And we don't want to speculate and say, you know, he's not going to be able to understand this for some time, or we're not going to say, you know, his knowledge is much better than everyone gives him credit for. We don't know anything. No one does.
Yeah. And look, he can play multiple positions, and it would not surprise us.
So we're definitely on board. We definitely think he has a chance. All these people saying that he doesn't at all.
Yeah.
We're not saying it's going to be easy.
Yeah. So you're saying you're strapped on and in on board the Hayne plane?
Yeah, I'm completely not knocking him.
I'm on the Hayne plane as well.
People knocking him and saying, I just think it's completely, completely fine, and I think everyone should be backing him.
If I had, I'll put it this way, if I had a child that wanted to do that, I'd say absolutely chase your dream.
Yeah.
Chase your dream. That's it. And speaking of kids chasing their dreams.
One more thing.
Yes.
Jared Haynes.
Damn, I had a really good
Jared Haynes
progress from that.
You're the real MVP.
You're the real MVP.
You're the real MVP.
Yeah. I didn't want to double up. That's why I said the Seahawks. But I just can't think back so far to week six and pick out a particular player.
No,
but yeah, Haynes, you're the real MVP. Now, I had a really good...
Hey guys, just as I was editing this, it's been reported that Jared Haynes has been offered a tryout with the Detroit Lions after a recommendation by Reggie Bush. I thought it was worth putting in post-edit, and apparently, according to Fox Sports, six other clubs are interested in Jared Haynes. That is great news for Haynes. Hopefully he can impress on the training field, but if not, you know, at least he's got a foot in the door. All right, now get back and enjoy the rest of the show. Back to you, Wooten White.
70th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Brian Anger, punter, California.
We've got a punter. Let me tell you something, people. Punters are people, too, and I want to see some punting footage. Give me some punting XO. Punting XO. Punting XO, Dave. Yes. What a kick.
We missed because Scott was on last week, and we normally do an ad for Oz Recruit and or AUS Recruit, and I normally before or after that talk about Bailey Kenner, our favorite high school punter. Because Scott was on the show, we didn't do the ad. So look, I don't have the ad in front of us. This is a very rushed podcast.
It is.
We've had work. Both of us had work today, and we have our NBA fantasy draft kicking off at midnight. So we're currently recording this at 10.
So we're really pushing it. We're not even preparing.
Can't finish the draft. We're going blind. I've got
the number one pick.
Kevin Durant just got injured. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
I'm probably going to pick Wiggins.
All right. Anyway, so Bailey didn't play last Friday. He rested his hip and hamstring.
Can I just say that's a joke, so everyone doesn't think I'm a complete noob?
Come on, take Wiggins, man.
Wiggins, ringing for Wiggins.
That's it. So Bailey's fine now. He did play the following Wednesday against North Summit.
Yep.
Their team lost 41-0.
Wow. He would have had plenty of punting.
No, that's the thing here. He started the game at wide receiver, also punted, and then played safety on defense. He had to start at quarterback at halftime. Because there's some injuries, that's where the 41-0 drubbing comes from. So this kid, this amazing punter, the number one ranked in Utah, he's like the number six ranked safety in Utah, just incredible talent, played quarterback. Like, imagine that in college as a trick play, like he can throw the ball, he can catch, incredibly talented. So they lost 41-0. We don't have exact stats yet because I looked it up. You have to be a member or something, and Bailey's data hasn't received the stats yet. So we will tweet them out as soon as we get them. But some more news on him, because he's so talented, he would be a perfect fit for the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. He's been nominated, so he hopes to hear this month if he makes it. So guys, tweet at Army All-American or use the hashtag Army Bowl and just... Keep informing them about Bailey.
Hashtag what? Army Bowl?
Yeah, Army Bowl.
Get on board.
So, you know, petition for Bailey to be included. Be great exposure for an Aussie punter, and he'd learn a lot from it. And I think college people can see all the tricks that he can bring to the table. And
if he doesn't make it, he can go play for Parramatta.
Yeah. Need a new fullback.
Yeah.
This one will get you excited, Josh. He's got a visit with Oregon.
Oh, baby.
And Oregon State.
Nah.
Just Oregon?
Just Oregon. Just the Ducks.
If Bailey ends up at Oregon, we're getting jerseys.
We're going. We're just flying Oregon.
We'll go and watch him.
We're watching Jared Haynes' first game.
We'll watch Bailey's first game for Oregon.
Oh my God. I just got my Oregon shirt. Have you seen my Oregon shirt?
No. Nice. You've got more college jerseys than you do.
It's pretty nice.
All right. Look, that's the recaps of everything, all the news. Let's move on to week 7, which kicks off.
That's Madden.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, so we've had New York and New England. All right, so let's kick it off. Week 7, Atlanta.
Wait, do we usually do this last, or do we do mailbag last?
No, mix it up. I thought we'd finish the mailbag. There's not many mailbag questions because, as I said, we are rushing this show.
People need to be
rushing to download this. Or be Russian. Welcome.
No.
You don't want Russians?
Nope.
God, man, we have two listeners in Russia.
We do?
Yeah. You've just lost half our audience.
We only just got Cleveland back after the Patrick Meek episode.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, God. Yes, that's true.
Here we go. All
right, Atlanta at Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Yep, I'm the same.
I think their secondary is rough. They will make it hell.
Matt
Ryan's not playing that great.
Are you concerned about Roddy White?
A couple of drop passes, a couple of alligator arms.
Yeah.
Couple of these ones.
Yeah.
But I think I just don't like the play of the team at all. Okay. Just the whole
The offensive
team.
Line is really beat up again.
Again. Second,
again. Look at the difference.
All right. By the way, I like Antoine Smith.
Antone.
What did I say? Antoine Smith, right? Amazing.
Yep.
It's just he is masking so many flaws for the Falcons. Those big plays. As soon as big plays don't happen, this Falcons team could look so
bad.
I've
never seen anything like it.
No, I know.
He just keeps producing.
I know. I don't know.
I named him a title. I gave him his own title this week on Twitter. What I called this? Him the MVP PT, the most valuable player per touch.
Oh, my God. Next.
Let me just one more thing before we move on.
Yeah.
The offensive line's so beat up. We've seen that. If you put Matt Ryan behind the Dallas Cowboys offensive line, totally different. Like,
look at this. She knows where I am.
She's on. She knows.
Should I answer this?
See, Emma rang me last week.
Should I?
Emma.
I'm answering.
Yeah.
Hello. You're live on air. Whoop.
She's done. She's gone. Emma rang me last week.
Same my bad.
Yeah.
Hung up on her. Live on air. That's no good.
We may have our first podcast breakup.
It's going to happen, guys.
Yeah. All right. All
right. You're my real lovers.
Anyway, I've completely gone.
Ryan is behind the Dallas line, no.
Still don't think.
Oh, the line now, the line that Romo's been playing behind.
I'm saying if you switch, like, Matt Ryan is not getting the love he deserves because he's just getting pommeled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still think Matt Ryan is a very, very good quarterback.
Oh, so do I. Oh, okay. He's clutch as. So,
you were saying that you were concerned.
Now, if Romo was behind the Atlanta line,
he'd be getting pommeled.
Romo would be having back surgery.
Yeah, again. Yep. All right, Minnesota at Buffalo.
Wow, they're both bad. Buff.
I'm the same.
Hello.
I like Bridgewater over Kyle Orton, but Buffalo's defense is elite.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Miami at Chicago. Team of the podcast.
Yeah. Give me Chicago. Forte looks good, but they're running him into the ground.
Yeah, they are.
They're running him into the ground. Jeffrey's starting to look good.
He is. That offense is starting to...
Handy, he's not scoring touchdowns. He's just getting 100 and whatever yards. Marshall's back healthy.
Yep.
Bennett isn't doing anything.
This is their offense. Last year took a couple of weeks to get going. Their production was really good in the last 6 weeks. And I know they say, it was because Jay Cutler was in, it was Josh McCown. But I just think Trestman just needs a while to...
Weird team.
Just to get going. It is.
It's going to be interesting to see how Lamar Miller handles it now, knowing that the job is his for... Good, you know what I mean?
You probably stuff it up.
It was
his last year.
No, it wasn't. He was splitting it with Thomas.
Thomas. Oh, man.
I know, but the Dolphins have always been high on him. Yeah. But the fact that he knew Marino was coming back and now Marino's out, it'll be interesting to see. But
the Dolphins were higher on Daniel Thomas than his own parents were.
No one's higher on Daniel Thomas exactly. But the Dolphins.
All right, New Orleans at Detroit. I'll take Detroit.
Me also.
Great English. Detroit's defense, possibly no Jimmy Graham as well for New Orleans.
Yep.
I'll take that. And
Detroit will eat him up.
Drew Brees on the road, shocking. Carrot, I'm not shocking, but
I was about to say, not as
shocking. Not as good, yeah. as he is in the dome. Carolina at Green Bay.
Green Bay, because I'm just still not sold on Carolina secondary.
No, me neither. And, but Cam Newton, good to see Cam Newton back in full flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for the NFL, and he's marching his way down to that elite quarterback category.
By the way, Carolina's kicker, Gano, is going to have a huge game this week.
And is that because you're playing him against me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad Parkey's got the bye. He's been killing it. Cincinnati Bengals at the Lucas Oil Stadium, where they'll face the Colts. The mighty Indianapolis Colts. I will take Andrew Luck because I'm up all night to get lucky.
That's the worst thing ever, but I'll agree.
Yes, thank you.
Only because of AJ Green.
So my pun didn't wheel you over.
Yeah. Not good. No, good.
All right, the Cleveland Browns, hashtag all Hoyer everything. Hashtag Jacksonville Jaguars.
Believe one, Brown.
I like that hashtag as well.
Believe one's been around for a while.
Pardon?
Believe one.
I've not seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist until now.
Wow.
But it's been around for... No, Believe one.
Yeah.
It's been around for ages. Yeah, sweep it. Seattle at St. Louis. Seattle will come out firing. And they're in my multi...
I think there's going to be... Oh, yeah, that's right. There's going to be a lot of Seattle wide receivers looking to make big plays and step up and say, look, look at me, look at me. You don't need Percy.
Whoa. That was Siri.
Siri.
Rejected us.
Two women. Colin, you got two women. A love triangle here with Wooten. All right. Tennessee at Washington. God, you can tell it's getting late. We are struggling. We still got to do it.
Side note, wager wall maybe. Who throws more picks? Cousins or Charlie Whitehurst?
Clipboard Jesus or Cousins?
Quick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cousins.
Oh, damn it. Next. I would have agreed. I have...
give me Washington because of Alfred Morris. He's going to have a big game.
Give me Tennessee because I hate Washington. No, just because they haven't changed their name yet.
By the way, while we were filming last week...
Filming,
yes.
Wow.
Recording last week. Scott, he covered himself the first time. He said Washington.
And then
Then the second time. Then afterwards, he swore on air. Had to cut it out. Dropping F-bombs.
Nice.
Just doesn't know of the Wooten White protocol.
He doesn't. Quite clean guys here.
Yeah, we are. Relatively.
Kansas City at San Diego.
I can't pick against San Diego until they lose, although they nearly did last week.
They did. They played quite average last week.
Yes.
San Diego also. It's because it's at San Diego.
San Diego. They've been very dominant at
home. Wow. So this game.
New York Giants at Dallas. I will watch it, and I, despite the concerns of the offensive line, will take Dallas. You going the same?
I can't go for the Giants after last week. And you can't not go against... And you can't... Well, you can't go against Dallas after last week.
What they did, so. Arizona at Oakland, who, despite looking good...
I reckon they'll get demolished.
Who?
Oakland. I reckon they'll get pumped. I reckon Fitzgerald will get close to 100 yards. Fitzgerald get close to 100 yards. Not fully. Fitzgerald's back...
I think Oakland were impressive. I think Tony Sperano's "you got to bury the ball" talk worked.
Yeah. By the way, we're really looking like we're going to get exactly the same tips this week.
That's not good when I've got to catch you. No, I've got one different. That's all right. I'll get one back bit by bit. San Francisco at Denver. Sunday Night Football on NBC. Peyton Manning will beat the record and be the most...
How many does he need?
Three. I think he's up 506, I think. Yeah. Give me... Wow,
what are the odds on that?
I don't know.
That would be quite even odds.
I don't gamble, so I've stopped.
You stopped?
I've stopped.
I've been killing it.
Have you?
I have.
Really?
I really have.
That's good.
Yeah, Denver. If that's on the line, give me Denver. Denver at home. Denver.
Denver on the big stage. Peyton Manning at home.
What happened last time Denver on the big stage?
They beat the Jets.
Nope. They beat the Jets.
Houston. Harvin. Destroy them. Houston at Pittsburgh.
I also we won't be watching this game.
This game is... Why, because you're at work or because it's you just don't want to watch it?
Oh, I'll watch it on my computer. I don't know.
Welcome to Josh's new employees.
I watched the Jets and Patriots game the other day.
Did you? I watched them on Game Pass.
My manager came around and said, oh, I tried downloading Foxtel Go on my computer. I've been there, what, 4 days?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done. I watch it on Game Pass when I get home. I'm going to take Houston.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't pick... Pittsburgh is so annoying to tip because that happened when they were terrible against Baltimore. They came out and beat Carolina the week after. Just smashed them.
Go on. Tip Houston.
No, I'm changing. God.
Yeah, Pittsburgh have it.
I just think that you need to throw in Houston and Antonio Brown should have a good game. All right, that's our week 7 tips. So, look. It comes down to Tennessee and Washington, wherever I get one back on you.
All right.
Anyway.
Mailbag!
I've got the drop for that, so it's all good.
No, that's the drop.
You've got mail. You've got mail. You've got mail. You've got mail. Goodbye.
All right, Shembri wants to know, he's back.
Who's Shembri?
Robert Shembri.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Every week.
He'll have, we're going to have another question for him to answer next week.
We're going to have, we should have like a 10-minute spin-off every week called the Shembri Show.
We should. But anyway, what order does the AFC North finish right now?
Probably North to South. I don't know.
You honestly don't know?
I don't know.
I picked Pittsburgh. I was high on Pittsburgh before the season started. I think they'll come last.
I think... I said Bengals.
Yeah.
I still think Bengals will probably win.
I honestly... Like, I can't split Cleveland and Baltimore. Baltimore have looked really good in games, but Cleveland have this nice, easy schedule. Can get to 6-2. Josh Gordon's going to come back.
We both had the Browns coming last.
We did. I can't see that.
Baltimore won't come. Baltimore would be pushing for the number one spot.
Let's re-answer that next week.
Answer this now.
Do it right now.
Bengals win.
So you've got... You got Cincinnati. Who's second? Baltimore? For you?
Yeah.
Then who?
Browns.
Wow.
Steelers.
All right, you ready? Here's mine.
Baltimore? Well, you had Browns. I can't read your writing.
Give me Cleveland. Cleveland to win the division. Cincinnati.
That's some wishful thinking.
Baltimore.
Oh, all the best of luck to them. I hope they do win.
Yeah, same. It'd be awesome. All right, anyway. Red_Epidermis wants to know whether to start Shane Vereen or Reggie Bush. He asked us on...
Sorry, Red Epidermis?
Yeah.
Nice.
He asked us on Wednesday whether to start Shane Vereen or Reggie Bush. I would have said Vereen, but it's a bit easy to say that now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a bit of a toss-up considering you just got like 26 points or so.
Yeah.
No, I would have said Vereen anyway.
Yeah, because Bush still concerns and he's...
It's a toss-up between him and Joke every weekend.
Joke Bell's better than him anyway. All right. Kieran wants to know what our order is for the 2015 draft already. I'm not going to name all 32 teams, so I'm just going to answer the second half of his question. He wants to know who is the first quarterback taken in the draft and to what team will he go to?
I think someone goes up anyway.
Pardon?
I don't think the team that comes last will get a quarterback.
Quarterback? I think the Tennessee Titans will take a quarterback. And it'll be Marcus Mariota
from the Oregon Ducks.
Yep.
He will be number one.
Yep.
But he won't go to Titans.
You don't think so? So who will be the team that drafts him?
Let me think of how bad the team's going right now. This is tough.
I know. Come on, man.
We're on a
tight schedule here.
Who did...
got a draft to go to.
True. I'll say...
Tampa Bay, they're coming long. We've got St. Louis, they're going really well.
No, that's a good Tampa.
Tampa?
I could see that.
That's all right.
I think Jameis Winston. Pass.
Average.
Pass.
Go. I would not take him in the top two.
How many concerns are there with him?
Oh, so many.
Don't give me anything of him.
All right, last question is from at Robbie Thomas.
Seven. Sorry, I shouldn't have said pass. That's pretty bad.
No, that's all right. It's done now. I'm not editing that. I don't have time for that.
Can you just...
He wants to know why Minto is so good at producing elite athletes such as Israel Folau and Jared.
Good old Rob.
We'll leave it with that.
Why they're so good? I grew up in Minto.
There you go.
I grew up in Minto. I'm an athlete. Good question. I think it's because, you know...
Nothing else to do in Minto. Play sport.
Wow. Yeah, no, just... I think it's because kids are playing out in the parks and stuff.
Good community, like the kids. The kids play sport and competitive with each other. That's what I mean. There's nothing else to do. You play football.
There's, you know, football fields everywhere. Oztag. Netball everywhere. Oztag.
PCYC always have events on. But anyway, we're going to wrap it up. We do apologise for having a really rushed show and really sort of Australian heavy for all our international viewers. But look, now you've got an insight on Jared Hayne if people ask, if you are in overseas. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Josh Y.
You can follow me at Josh Woot.
And you can follow the show on Twitter as well at Woot and Y. And we are on Facebook and not on LinkedIn. Please like us on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes, download on iTunes or on Stitcher. And look, we'll open the mailbag again next week. We'll go back to our usual Thursday time slot for a few weeks. And then we're going to start on Tuesday nights, straight after, fresh in our mind.
Yep.
All good, and ciao.
Bye.